NASA wants to go back to the moon. The Space Administration announced yesterday that Lockheed Martin will build a spaceship called Orion that will fly to the moon by 2020. Scott Horowitz, NASA's Associate Administrator for Exploration Systems, made the announcement.
This is the first human-rated spacecraft to take astronauts from the Earth to orbit that we have developed in over 30 years. So this is truly a great, great day.
So how far has spaceship design come in those past 30 years? To answer that question, we turn to Mark Lewis. He's chief scientist for the U.S. Air Force. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
And why don't you describe for us what this capsule looks like?
Well, the Orion capsule, at least the images that have been released, is what we call a blunt body spherical segment. That basically means that the lower part of the spacecraft, the part that's pointing in when it comes back to Earth, is basically looks like a piece of a ball, a section of a ball.
It's a capsule, and it looks a lot like the Apollo capsules that flew to the moon in the late 1960s and early 70s.
That's correct, but it's important to remember that any spacecraft has to be designed to follow the basic laws of physics, and those laws of physics haven't changed since the days that the Apollo spacecraft were designed.
But what we have been seeing, obviously not to go to the moon, but up to the International Space Station, which this would also do, was space shuttles. What technology from those is incorporated into this one?
Well, of course, the space shuttle has to deal with many of the same design issues that a capsule would deal with. The difference, of course, being the space shuttle is a winged vehicle designed to return to its either its launch site or to do a landing at a landing strip. The crew exploration vehicle is being designed with a different goal in mind. In some ways, it's a more conservative design, but it also leverages much of the technology that was proven from the space shuttle, and perhaps avoiding some of the harsher lessons that have been learned in the space shuttle.
Now, how will the Orion be landing?
Well, Orion actually, instead of doing a gliding reentry like the shuttle, Orion is going to be doing a reentry much more like Apollo. It'll be using its heat shield to slow down from orbital speed, and then presumably using a parachute system to slow itself down further to a touchdown.
And this used to be, back in the days of Apollo, used to be landings on water. Now they're going to be landing on land.
That's correct. And, in fact, we have examples of these sorts of vehicles that have landed on land. The Russians, for example, land their spacecraft on land. The Soyuz spacecraft that they've used for many years typically lands in Siberia.
You know, the Orion capsule has this retro look, sort of back to the future of the capsules we were used to seeing way back when. Have you heard from people who are saying, boy, this is not what I would have hoped that the spacecraft of the 21st century would look like?
Well, you know, I've heard those comments, but there are very, very good reasons that spacecraft like Apollo and like Orion have the shape that they have. One of the key things that we deal with when we're designing a spacecraft is how hot it gets when it comes back into the atmosphere. And these sort of blunt shapes have many advantages to avoiding extremely high heating rates and keeping a crew safe and sound on their way back to Earth.
So why not stick with what works?
Exactly. I'm fond of pointing out that automobiles today don't really look very different than automobiles of 30, 40, maybe 50 years ago. Well, there's a reason that a car looks like a car. There's a reason that a spacecraft looks like a spacecraft.
Mark Lewis, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Mark Lewis is chief scientist with the U.S. Air Force. He spoke with us about the Orion spacecraft, NASA's newest ticket to the moon.